With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At least 7 explosions and low-flying aircraft heard over Venezuela's capital, Caracas, earlier in the morning. Now, it's not immediately clear who or what was behind those explosions. Victor Amaya is a journalist in the city, providing an eyewitness account of what he has been seeing.
I've heard 7 explosions since 2 a.m., since 30 minutes ago. Here is 2 a.m. local time in Caracas. 7 explosions at least in this part of the city.
Again, the details are sketchy to this hour. There has been no confirmation from the White House nor the Pentagon if indeed the United States is involved in this matter. But again, some low-flying aircraft thought to be American planes. But again, that has not been confirmed at this time. Swiss investigators may have identified the cause of that deadly New Year's fire in a popular night spot in the Alps. Here is correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Beatrice Pilote, Valais Canton Attorney General, tells a news briefing, everything suggests the fire started from the sparkling candles or Bengal lights that were placed on the champagne bottles and brought too close to the ceiling. From there, a rapid, very rapid and general blaze occurred. Bonvin recounts, aided by colleagues who'd not been scheduled to work, rushed in to lend a hand. Eric Bonvin, the general director of the regional hospital in Sion that took in several dozen injured people, says those with severe burns face months of treatment, though most of the injured were teenagers and young adults. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Well, stocks edge mostly higher on Wall Street in a wobbly start to the year. The Dow was up 300 points. This is SRN News. Well, the Bible gets a trigger warning at one British school.
The University of Sheffield has attached the red flags to portions of the scriptures that are being studied by students in classical literature classes. The trigger warning says that verses recounting Christ's crucifixion and Cain killing Abel, quote, depict graphic bodily injury and sexual violence. This has sparked outrage across England amongst Christians, clergymen, and theologians, many of whom point out the verses in question are not graphic, nor are they sexual. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, the commission that is organizing the 250th birthday of the United States of America celebration wants to turn it into the country's biggest year for volunteering as well. But America Gives, that's the program unveiled last month, will have to revitalize a culture of service that has recently waned. Most people just aren't giving. This is SRN News. Some well-known cartoon characters just became part of the public domain. Bob Agnew explains what's going on and who does it affect.
Betty Boop and Blondie headline this year's public domain editions as their 1930 debuts hit the 95-year copyright limit. Early Nancy Drew and Miss Marple novels also became public property, along with Faulkner's As I Lay Dying and films including Animal Crackers and Cimarron. Bob Agnew reporting.
Officials in Minnesota are taking their time trying to provide information to the Trump administration about child care providers and parents receiving federal funds. This follows allegations of widespread fraud in the state. The Minnesota Department of Children, Youth, and Families has until January 9th to verify recipients after funds were frozen due to a number of fraud schemes. More details, srnnews.com.